Morning. Carrying on learning. Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Leschus Refu Shlema of Yosef Dov Ben Chela. Also mentioned, unfortunately, Maxi Grosnas is not well. He fell down. Maxi Grosnas is not well. Max Grosnas is not well.
Chaka not well. Not right. Well, yeah. Is it home or is it hospital?
Not sure. I spoke to his son. I forgot what he told me.
But yeah. Okay, thank you.
Right. Din is a Kabbalah Sechilas Ha'afilim Meisiach Lefi Tumah. The Issa, the prohibition against believing Rechilas, applies even if one heard it from somebody speaking innocently in a casual conversation. The Hainashu Roesh Ha'masapa Lo Kiven Bezel Ura Medonim Al Chavero, which means that he realizes that the speaker is not intending to cause any harm or any ill feelings towards Levi. Rakshava Mikra Yotzado Zemipiv. Just by accident, these words came out of his mouth. V'chol Yesa Paratov Mavol El B'chelik Aleph B'chlal Zayim B'siv Test in Lashnora. And all the protim, all the details are mentioned earlier, which we might go back to in due course. And this is the same with Rechilas. So, the halachas you learned with Lashon Hara, which we won't do now, we're learning with Rechilas as well. The same halachas apply. Carries on the Chofetz Chaim. Vim ro olov devorim hanikorim. If he sees, let's say Reuben and Shimon, if Reuben sees in Shimon recognizable signs, shenira al yodom, through which it appears, she'emez hu ma shesipro le olov, that what he was told about Shimon is true. Shehu osolo odiber olov koch v'koch, she did or said so and so. Im mutter lahamte mechamas ze olov olo. Then, whether or not to believe what he said about Shimon because of this, again, you have to go back to Chelek Aleph Klal Zayin Siv Yud. Until you've done it. So, Lineda, in due course, we will go back to that. Kazan Chofetz Chaim. Ach, Kadela Hokel Ala Kori. In order to make things easier. Now, before we carry on, time is up. So, we'll carry on in Mitzvah Shem Lineda tomorrow. Start your day of the Torah, Northwest London, Monday, Kof Beis Kislev, 23rd December, Rabbi Aaron Elias Shlita, Nishmas Kol Chai. This week's Torah is sponsored as Chus. Refu Shleim Alechol Chole Yisrael Veleschus Hashvim Vachayolim HaMelchama Shachsu Levotayim Lesholem Bimheiro.
Morning. I want to speak to this morning about Nishmas Kol Chai, a few questions and answers.
Oh,
it's a good idea. Good idea. It's great.
Thank you.
In mind the difference between the nuschos, I want to start from Elokei Horishonim V'Acharonim. So here we've got a group of shvachim together. I want to try and a bit organize what's behind. Elokei Horishonim V'Acharonim, praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, is God of the Rishonim, earlier generations, Acharonim. Eloka Kol Brios. If you're saying Eloka Kol Brios, because Baruch Hu is Elohim of all creatures on earth, so what's the Elokei Rishonim Achronim adding? Why is two separate Shvachim? What's actually the structure here? Then we have Adon Kol Tolodos, the Adon of all Tolodos, all generations. Hamehulul Barova Tishbochos, Hamanai Goloma Bechesed Uvrachamim Uvriosa Barachamim Vashem Lo Yonu Velo Yishon. So this area I wanted to try and find some Seder. Abimakdim in the Chovos of Ovos, in Shah Bitochen, towards the beginning, he explains that to have Bitochen in anyone, the person you want to trust has to fulfill seven conditions. And these seven conditions are only fulfilled, obviously, by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I noticed that there's a... In the first Baruch Hu Shemoneh Esrei, you find all seven conditions in the first bracha, which is very, very appropriate because we know Tefillah is all about, the main point of Tefillah is to strengthen our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our words. So if we start Shmona Esrei with chazering over the seven conditions with bitochen, that's a very appropriate way to bring us into Amidah. Here also it seems that there's seven different shvachim here which are parallel. So I want to mention the reference in Chovos Avavos, Shmona Esrei, and then Nishmas. So the Chovos Avavos, I'm going to take the order of Nishmas. I'm going to take the order of the Chovos Avavos and then we'll work it out. The Chovos Avavos says like this, basically, if you want to trust in anyone, he has to be very, very kind and generous. A big Bal Chesed, a big Bal Rachamim. In Shmona Esrei, we have that's Akel HaGodl. Gdulosso, that is actually Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first condition. We'll take Shmona Esrei and then we'll work our way around. HaGibor, what's Gibor? Says the Chovos Avavos, you need another condition. However kind the person you want to trust it is, but maybe he doesn't have the means to help you. He has to be Gibor, Lo Yunutzach. He has to be really, really strong with the ability to help you. Otherwise, with all your with all his goodwill, he can't help you. That's Gibor. Then we have Hanoira, Noira, and we have Kel Elyon. So what's Noira? Says the Chovos Avavos, if you want to trust in someone, he has to be there 24/7. He has to be available every moment of the day, because if he's got a time and he's sleeping and he's not available and you need him then, what are you going to do? You'll be stuck. Noira is the Hashgacha Protis Gosh Baruch Hu, where it's 24/7. He's not never preoccupied, however many people are davening at what you're given time. When you appeal to Kodesh Baruch for help, he's there ready to listen to you. No wrong. What's Elyon? Kel Elyon. I heard once from Ramon Chemila, Zatzal, that Elyon, it's translated as supreme. We're talking about the depth of Hashgacha Protis. There's a very deep Hashgacha Protis. I'd like to give an example. I think it's a story well known. There was a Magid Shir was traveling on the motorway and he was contemplating intercepting the vehicle in front of him. He suddenly heard a siren behind him, police siren evidently, and he decided not to overtake. Then he realized it was a mistake with his assessment of the vehicle in front of him. Had he overtaken him, it would have been fatal, Rahman al-Islam. So he looks behind to see, where's this police car? There's no police car. Baffled him. Some months later, he was listening to a Torah tape during the journey. Some months later, he heard the same tape, and actually, it was recorded on the tape, a police siren. Which is very unusual, because normally a tape is, the organizers don't want disturbances. So on the Torah tape, at that split second when he needed to make a decision to overtake or not, the police siren sounded on the tape and saved his life. That's an example of Elyon, where the depth of Hashgacha, where Hashgacha works out in advance, that's something which is like mind-boggling. That's Elyon. There's the two elements of Hashgacha Protis, Noro, which is 24/7, and Elyon is the depth of Hashgacha Protis. Gomel Chasodim Toivim is a track record. When you want to trust in someone, you have to see what the track record is. You know, if it's just someone new, you don't know, who knows if you can rely on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's helped us all along, every day of our lives, 9 months of gestation. It's got a very, very strong track record. Gomel Chasodim Toivim Keseda. Konei Akol, what's Konei Akol? Konei Akol means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's balabayis, apart from the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's balabayis on everyone in the Bria. We've got 8 billion people on earth. So he's in charge of every single Baal Bechira, and every single creature, any animal, reptile. He's in full control. Therefore, no one can spoil his plans. So apart from the actual Gevura of Hashem, there's also the ability, he's in total control of everyone at every given moment. That's Konei HaKol. And the final one, which was Chovos Avavos, says the final condition is that you have to, for Bitochen to work, it doesn't work with the promise. If you have a promise, very nice. But very often we don't have a promise Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help us. You have to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us more often than not, even though he didn't promise us. And that's the special Nekud of Bitochen, where Lechoritz Marum was in the end, Mavi Goyal Livnei Venei and Leman Shemo Be'avo. Even with the final Geula, Kolsh came with other Yeshuas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman to bring it. And even if he hasn't promised, then if he's promised, he'll still... Chances are he'll fulfill your request. So that's somehow with Nishmas. Have a look at Nishmas. We had over here the first one was we had Elokei Rishonim Achroinim Elokei Kol Brios. We asked, what's the double lashon? So Elokei Rishonim Achroinim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura Elokim Elokus, not only with our generation, all generations. We have all the stories of generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where this Gvura saved the Yidden and looks after us. Elok HaKol Brios is Kone HaKol. It's the penultimate middah where in the present situation in the world, not the track record, the present situation now, he's in charge of 8 billion people on earth with all the creatures and all the Bali Bechira and those who are not Bali Bechira. That's Elok HaKol Brios. Adon Kol Tolodos. What's Adon Kol Tolodos? So again, it's Gomel Chasodim Toivim. He's Keseda, not only with our generation, with the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, he's always been in control and helping us. HaMehulul Berova Tushpochos, I want to say Pshat is the Nakuda, the final Nakuda, where he is native to us even without a promise. HaMehulul Berova Tushpochos, that we praise him and he's so full of praise and everything we say is justified because he's Keseda helping us in any situation. HaManai Geolomo Bechesed, that's Midasa Chesed, corresponding to Hagodol Midas Chesed Ubrioso Barachamim. That's the same. Vashem Lo Yonum Velo Yishon. That's 24/7. A Kodesh Baruch Hu has been Mashgiach on us. Oh, I've noticed now. There's a difference in Gersos. In the Nusach, the Svadi Nusach, you have Hashem Elokim Emes. I've noticed it doesn't appear in the Ashkenaz, but with Hashem Elokim Emes, I just noticed that now. Hashem Elokim Emes is very good for the Nakuda of the Oimek, the depth of Hashgacha Pratis. Because what was MS with all the implication, the depth MS. I notice it's not here. Okay. I'm jumping to another Nakuda now. I would say the following Shvachim seem to be very, very mixed up. Look at this. We've got Hamor Yashanim. He wakes up those who are sleeping. Vamekits Nirdomim. He rouses those who are sleeping. He wakes up those who have just fallen asleep. Vamesich ilmim, he makes those who are dumb, enables them to speak. Hamatir asurim, loosens the bound. Somich noiflim, zokev kefufim. What is going on here? Some of them are Bukas Hashachar, some are mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei, and some are not mentioned at all. What's the whole structure here? So it occurred to me like this, we've got here if there's another sophic here. Are we talking about physical benefits, or are we talking about spiritual benefits? That means to say, are we saying Kodesh Baruch Hu wakes up people who are sleeping every morning when we get up? Is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about a ruchniyistika element of Shein? You have people who are sleeping, like the Rambam says, you know, where they're sleeping away the whole world, and they're drifting away in the physical world and forgetting themselves and forgetting that Ikke is Olam Habo. So the suggestion was like this, that it's all got to do with ruchnius and it's going one by one. It's a hierarchy. Hamaori Yashanim. People can sleep through the entire Shivim Shono. Because Baruch Hu arouses people, it gives them chances to suddenly wake up and start their lives, rethink and replan their lives. But make it to Domim, even though he's woken up and he realizes Ruchnias, but sometimes he falls asleep again. So he's make it to Domim, because Baruch Hu also gives him a reawakening call, even though he was on call and then he sort of fell asleep again. Vamisich Ilmim. Suggestion here is the Masich Ilmim. Is not. I mean, it's very rare that you have dumb people and their speech is returned. It could be like this, that maybe we're talking about, you know, Rabbi, maybe I'll take this Nusa Sfaradi and give you the, as I said, the different source. I did notice the difference here, but the order's a little bit different with Nusa Sfaradi. I just want to fit in. It seems to be fit in a bit more smoothly. One second. I don't have a Nusa Sfaradi here. Okay, so... The order there is, so we'll take it as I've got in front of me. So Misich Ilmim is in Ruchnius. You know, sometimes a person will be a kosher yid, but he doesn't initiate conversation. It's very quiet. So there's many opportunities out there to speak to people, greet them, whether it's a Shalom Aleichem, whether it's someone who needs a bit of help. You see his face is fallen, like Yosef saw that the two sorim in prison. And he initiated conversation. That's an important point where Masich Ilmin could be that the person himself develops the ability to initiate conversation and reach out to others. We're not talking necessarily a dumb person, a person who doesn't necessarily initiate conversation, and Kodesh Baruch Hu helps him to reach that darga. So, Vamatir Asurim. Matir Asurim could be physically, but it could also be spiritually. He's tied up. He's Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, but he's got his limitations. He feels tied up. He's not managing to reach his full potential. Hasoy Mechnoiflim as well. You have in Ruchnias Vazokiv Kefufim. That's the suggestion here, that we're going one after the other in a developing in Ruchnias. Okay. over here now, we had difficulty. What is the hemshich here? Ilu finu mole shiro kayam. If our mouths were full of song like a sea. What point are we trying to make here? What's the comparison to a sea? Why, what does it mean? You can sing, but what the point here of our mouths should be full of song like the sea, like the ocean? So we suggested like this, perhaps, that you've got the echos of Shira, that it should, you know, the ocean makes a noise the whole time. The whole time there's a sound from the waves and the ocean itself. So obviously we can't sing the whole time, but we're trying to express the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even if I'd be singing 24/7, I've got so much to thank you for. Obviously we want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Yotzezayim with less than that, but the ability, it's worth praising Hashem Keseder. Also, you have the quality, not only the quantity of singing, quality of singing, that we have the possibly malipiti losecho, just as the ocean is full of water, as it were, the song can fill us up with completely overwhelmed with the song, which thanking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our yeshus, all our matzias. There's also a possibility with Sadda Shoim in the listeners, that if we'd be singing like a sea, and we have such an impression on people, they'd be hear us all around. Then we mentioned Galeayam. Ulshanin Arinu Kuhamun Galov. What's the Nakuda here that our tongues will be singing, Rino, like big waves? What's the idea? So what's the moshal here? So again, it seems to be in the quality and quantity of the thanking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the more people who listen, the more effective is our praise. We know that there's the tsunami disaster in recent years, where you have these massive tidal waves with all the damage they can cause. Oppositely, you can have a praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is so high rising that it covers the whole world. Recently, we had last year was Ratziko Shlesti Shlita at the age of 88. He was Zochus's first child, so that was a wave which hit the whole world. And everyone was struck to see the Chasdei Hashem and at such an advanced age. Another point we have now, what are we adding here? That our lips are full of praise, like Merchavi Erokia. What's the Nakuda? So it occurred to me like this. We said there are 8 billion people on earth. If a person could say a praise at the right time, at the right place, to praise Hashem, and it would speak to everyone on earth, that would be an amazing Shevach. If you think it's not entirely unlikely, it's not necessarily unlikely. 50 years ago, we had the Entebbe raid, those who remember. One detail of the operation was concealed by one of the commanders because he felt if he reveals it, he'll have to do tshuva. So he delayed 30 years. 30 years afterwards, which was 20 years ago, he revealed one point which was they deprived HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the shevach he deserved. They planned the operation. It was a hijack in Uganda, in Entebbe Airport. It was a pinpoint operation. They came with helicopters and many, many doctors because they didn't know how many casualties they'd had. What happened was when they reached there, it was foggy. Foggy, I don't know what the nowadays technology, but there was no way of landing, having a pinpoint landing and a rescue operation. So they did one round. The second round says that the third round, we're going back to Eretz Yisrael. There's no hope of such, with all the planning and all the know-how and the ability. Suddenly, they see a hollow in the clouds, a hollow of a few meters long, just enough for the helicopter to lower itself. Now, the probability of that point is going to be the point where they planned on Entebbe Airport is highly unlikely. I didn't discuss it with actually, I didn't have time. But I mean, it must be many millions to one. Well, would you believe it? As they lowered themselves, it's the exact point that they planned on Entebbe Airport. The rest is history. But that detail was left aside until the commander came clean 30 years later and did tshuva. that shevach, had it been said at the time, would have, because the whole world was struck by the whole rescue operation. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been given the credit he deserved, it would have made an effect on the entire world. Also, we have Rukia, Moses and Chagiga, there's Shiva Rukiim, and one of the heavens is where the tzaddiki, Mesifta de Rukia. Mesifta de Rukia is in the, one of the Rukia, which is actually called Rukia. You have Shchokim, you have Mon. So the suggestion is like this. A person can say Sheva to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is so striking that the tzaddikim in Mesifta de Rukia, they hear it and they get Hanot. Right? Even though they're no longer in this world, but that could be the effect of a merchava rukia. I want to continue. So we got here, we got Shevach regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim and mentioning Beis Avodim, and then there are three Shevachim which seem a bit obscure. Mecherev Itzaltonu. We're talking about Hatzolah. Now, Klal Yisrael and all the generations, every week we're thanking Hashem in Nishma. Some people do it every day. What sword are we talking about? What rescue operation was Cherev Yitzaltonu? We have to understand, we have to be Makdim. In Hilchas Bukas Hodor, to make a broch on a nace, it can't be there was a close shave. For instance, if a person's driving a Honolit Sun and a beam, and the cross beam cuts through his car, but just misses him by a fraction. Does he make a bracha shos on your nes? No. Because it was very cliche, but it wasn't directed for you. It was just missed you. If a lion, Rachman Islam, falls on him and he manages to remain alive, then he makes a bracha. So shos on nes, you have to be mamish in the second. So what are we talking about? Oh, this hodor has to be a hodor which is relevant to the whole of Klal Yisrael. So that I'm asking, what's meherev italatonu? What's midev milatatonu? You saved us from the plague. Which plague? Thirdly, mecholoim roim v'nemonim tilisonu. What are we talking about? Want to be makdim? Nishmas is Anshe Knesset Gdoila, composed it, and as we know, Anshe Knesset Gdoila, and the Rishonim afterwards, they based their tefillahs on maybe one word in Tanakh, and the same connotation in Tanakh. They used it in the tefillah. So if you know where the apostle is coming from, you'll understand what they mean. So first of all, Mecherev Itzaltonu, it seems very much to be when Paro gave a death penalty to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the executioner came with his sword, and Moshe Rabbeinu's neck turned to marble. And then the sword ricocheted and executed the executioner. But Moshe Rabbeinu will say, that's a Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was Keneged Shishimri, but that's clear. What's Midever Milatatonu? In the end of Shmuel Beis, when Dovid HaMelech made the mistake, he counted Klal Yisrael, and he had to choose one of three punishments. Dovid HaMelech says, I'll choose Dever, which is Biad Hashem. With Hashem's hands, that's the safest option. After one day, the plague was supposed to last for 72 hours. After one single hour, 70,000 Yidden were killed. Says the Malbim, at that rate, after 72 hours, three times Shishim Ribo, the whole of Klal Yisrael, Rachmonos, would have been annihilated. Because we had Rachmonos, and after 1 hour, the plague stopped. That's Midever, Milatatonu. He saved the whole of us, called Klal Yisrael, Kipshuto. But what is Mecholoim Royim Venemonim Dilisonu? Now, this word Dilisonu, Rabbi said, do you know how many times it comes up in Tanakh? This is the first person plural. It comes up once, first person singular. The famous Mizmor, Arumim Hashem Ki Dilisoni. It's the only time Dilisoni appears in Tanakh. What is Dovid HaMelech saying? You lifted me up. Dovid HaMelech did a chait, we won't go into the chait. He did tshuva on the chait, and his enemies wanted to get rid of him. To such an extent that at the end of the Mizmo it says there, Hofachto Mizmedila Moholi, says the Malbim, you know what happened? Dovid HaMelech dropped dead. And they were saying a Hesped, he was about to be buried. Suddenly, Kashmuch revived him. He got up and started dancing. Hofachto Mizmedila Moholi. His enemies tried to poison him, says the Malbim, a whole arichus that Sari had. But Kadosh Baruch Hu protected him. So we're saying, just as Dovid HaMelech, who was the dogma, and he represents all of us, because we're all connected to Dovid HaMelech, there's no Yid in the world, however far off, who doesn't know what Tehillim means, and connects with Kadosh Baruch Hu through Tehillim, all generations. So we're saying that, v'cholo'im ro'im v'nemonim dilisonu, you elevated us, that means you saved Dovid HaMelech, you accepted this tshuva, and he sets the way for us as well. That's the l'chol, that's the hodor. So now we continue. I wanted to jump a bit here.
What's the English translation of Dilisonu?
Elevated us. It's a lotion of to lift us up like a dli, which lifts up the water. I did see one of the Forshim say it's a remez also to deles, because the glossos in the Beis HaMikdosh remain closed in time of Shlomo Melech until he mentioned the schus of Dovid HaMelech. That's why the lotion here is used Dilisonu, lotion deles, because there's many other words for lifting up. Al Koponim here, the actual usage is once only, and that's the Chora, the Kavana here, that we are connecting with Dovid HaMelech's Hatzolah, and meaning that sometimes we fall into Averas, and Kadosh Baruch Hu returns us and elevates us. Afterwards, we say there's four different Shmochim here in Shmochim, so we seem very, very similar. I'm jumping a bit. We've got here, Befi Yeshorim Tis Halol, Udivre Tzadikim Tis Barach, Belshon Chasidim Tis Roimam, Kerel Kedushim Tis Kadosh. Oh, just before that, we've got. I'm just checking the Girsa. Do we have Pilak tobonu. We do have. Alkein evonish pilak tobonu. Rabbi, so how many times does the word pilak to as a verb apply in Tanakh? You've guessed it. It's one and only time with Eov. Gemara Bava Basra. Those who remember from Daf Yomi read so recently, Eov came with a taina. He wanted to patter everyone for midas adin. That we got yetzer hara, and the person could be mugda, classified as an onus. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He answered him with his hairs, with sarah and with the hairs. Where the lesson of the hair is that each hair, each follicle has its own base, and you can't have two hairs, blades of hair coming from the same follicle, the same base. That would person wouldn't be able to survive. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered him that, you know, the human body in your own body, if you look so carefully, you will see the hashgacha pratis. Don't say that I got mixed up between Eov and Oyev. There's no mix up. I know exactly what I'm doing. Because Baruch Hu put him in his place, and that was the Loshon Peleg. The Loshon Peleg, just let me get the exact Loshon. Where's the Loshon? Mi Peleg L'Shetev Ta'ola. That's the Loshon Gemara brings in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin. So that is, again, it's a reference that we have to understand. We're saying Nishmas, and we're saying, King Ivraim Shepilak Tobonu, we're hinting that we know you, Mephaleg Bonu, all the Ivorim, but Tremes Hashkocha, there's no place for Kino, there's no place for dissatisfaction, because Baruch Hu's with us and looking after us. Pilato is the word which Eo was mentioned to him, that everything is all specifically designed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, like split and organized and everything is all is precise. So let me say the Gemara here. Let me say the Gemara. Omar Rava, Bikesh Eov Lifto Eskololim Kulim Adin. Omar Rava, Eov Besara Chire Besara Hishivu Besara Chire Dechsev Asher Besara Yishuv. Fein Omar Lefon Ben Shalom. Shema Ruach Besara Avro Lefonech Veneschalef Lechob Ben Eov Leoyah. That's what he told to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Besara Hishivu Dechsev Vayan Hashem Es Eov Min Asara Vayomer Ezono Kegevach Halotzech Esholcha Vodyeni. Omar Lehar Benim In Barosav Otam Ben Many Hez Vchol Nima Venima Barosi Lo Guma. So each hair has its own base. So you stein yonki megumah echos, shel molish stein yonkos megumah echos, machshicha mo enof shel otom. Person won't be able to see properly. Ben gumah leguma, lo nischalifli, ben iiv leoyev, nischalifli. Mi pilig leshetev to'ola, har beitipin barosi bovin. I created many drops, it's actually included with the rain, many drops in the clouds. V'chol tibo tibo barosi lo tfus b'fnatzon. Each has its own a special place. Kedesh u'shtei tipin yotzim b'vasechot. If you had two drops coming from the same tfus, il moli shtei tipin yotzim b'vasechot, l'tash teshes es ha'oretz v'en amatios peiros. That's what Gemara says. So meila, if tipo le tipo lo nischalif, v'iyuv oyev wasn't. So lo pilig, understand, to split it and direct it, leshetev to'ola, each drop of rain is specifically designed to fall properly. So we're saying, Evroim Shepilag Tobonim, Babonu, all the Evroim you've given us, with all their components, it's all carefully designed. That's but it's a verb, that's in the passive. But in this sense of verb, you don't have it. Yeah. So now, I'm actually going backwards again, Rabbi Isai. We've got here, after we mentioned the Galim and we mentioned there's another Nakuda. What's this? We mentioned the Shemesh V'Yoreach. Do we have here Nusuf Ashkenaz Shemesh V'Yoreach?
Yes.
I'm just trying to. There's no reference to Shemesh Oreach? Is anyone? Yeah, I've got it. It's further up. Thank you. Yeah. So what are we saying now? What do you want to say here? What's the nekuda of the Shevach? What's the Shevach here? We're praising Hashem. So I thought like this. Revolver in Ali Shul brings down the Gemara in Makkos with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the last mitzvah's Mekayim was actually Ori Miklot. So Kosh Baruch Hu, the expression there is Hizrachto Shemesh L'Rotzchim. You let the sun shine for the Rotzchim. Rav Olber goes with the Arichus of the Inyan of Oros Ponim, to be Meir Ponim. And we're talking about Menon Chaveiro. Reuven is Meir Ponim Shimon, and through that he's Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to exist. Just as you've got the sun shining, he wants us to be Meir Ponim. The difficulty is, what's the Hemshech? Kashemish V'chayorech. We're going in a progression here. So if we're thanking Hashem for this ability to be Meir Ponim Lezulas, Kashemish, the Yareach, is much less significant. It's only a reflection of the sun. So what's the progression here? So it occurred to me like this, that there's two elements of giving praise. There is, you need the Reuven to give praise to Meir Ponim Lezulas, fantastic work. But Shimon, the recipient, he has to be like the Yareach. He has to, there has to be a feedback. When Reuven's Meir Ponim Lezulas, and he's Machayah him, Shimon has to give a feedback in a small way to reciprocate, to thank him. And if you tell me, why is that more significant than the Shemesh? I'll tell you why. Because if you want a kiyum of the Aras Ponim of the Shemesh, for Reuven to continue shining, he has to get feedback. He has to get feedback from all those people who benefit from him. You tell him, Shkoyach, you phone him, you thank him, you return him, you show Koros HaTov in a small way. Then that will be the kiyum of the Shemesh. So it's first of all, we're thanking Hashem with this Shevach, or to be upon him, Meirim, to be Meitiv Lezulas, and Kiyoreach, even the feedback. Boys, I've got just a minute, according to my watch. Yodena Prusas Kishinu Shei Shomayim, that seems to be a oifen of Hatova, where, you know, nowadays you can reach out and help. We've got computers and all bent ways of doing Chesed. You can reach out across the globe. Yodena Prusas Kishinu Shei Shomayim, you can reach any place to do Chesed. That's Shevach Hashem. Raglenu Kalos Kayolos. What's the moshul here? First of all, the aisle, the legs are pretty heavy. We must be talking about the speed of movement. But what's it got to do with Torah mitzvahs? So we have two bechinas. We have Boreach min ha'esh, Boreach min ha'aveira, Boreach min ha'esh. A person keeps away from aveira swiftly, and we also have Asay Tov. As an Yerushalmi, I've just finished the last half minute. Yerushalmi says that with Rebbe made a simcha for his son Reb Shimon, and Reb Meir saw them clapping. Reb Meir held that clapping on Shabbos is forbidden, and he made a mechor. And then they chased after him, basically, it's the Baal Melech. They chased after him to bash him up, and Rav Meir ran and fled. He knew it was Sakon involved, and then his head cover was revealed, and Rebbe saw it was Rav Meir. It was his Rebbe. And I heard of it once from Zeb Koyen, the Menayel Zatzal in Gateshead. He said that this is Bemis, that glimpse of Rebbe was, Rebbe said afterwards, you know, I saw the back of Rav Meir in the Shir. Had I seen his face, it would be a different story. So he wanted to explain here, according to Tosos in Menachos, that the pshat is that I saw him running away from an Aveira, right? But had I seen him running for a mitzvah, I would be, oh, go good. Yeah.